Ipswich residents are trapped. Theresa McKay, Ipswich Socialist Party. Ipswich Gladiators, founded in the wake of the cladding crisis exposed by the fire at Grenfell Tower, protested at Taylor Wimpey's Walsey Grange development. They are worried their homes are unsafe, and they could face bills of tens of thousands of pounds to fix the problem. Alex Dickin is part of Ipswich Gladiators. He cannot sell his home as it is valued as being worth nothing. He is worried he will be left bankrupt. He is trapped, unsafe and cannot move on. It's not just the cladding, that is the problem. Cardinal lofts on the Ipswich waterfront, where Alex lives, have wooden balconies, and no fire breaks. A fire could just take off, and spread throughout the building. In fact, the overall design of the building is extremely poor. And Alex is not the only one. A further 225 Ipswich leaseholders are also trapped in this scandal. Many buildings affected no longer have active developers that can pay to fix the cladding. The government has only revealed 3 of the 17 buildings affected in Suffolk, refusing to say which the others are. Residents now face huge bills for fire marshals and repairs. The financial impact is horrendous, bills of more than £90,000, which they cannot afford to pay. These are predominantly young people on the first step of the ladder, in purchasing their own property, or so they thought. If they forfeit the lease on their flat, they then can lose their homes and their jobs. On top of that, there are 70 schools around the country with this cladding, that were built after Grenfell. Taylor Wimpey is promising £165 million to fix the 232 affected buildings. But this is not nearly enough. The average cost for each building will be £2 million, according to government data, almost 3 times as much. Both Taylor Wimpey and the government must pay for removing dangerous cladding from high-risk buildings. Safety is their responsibility. They should meet the costs of remediation work, and not pass it on to leaseholders.